Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Liam Carr.
And I'm Ben Carr.
And you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
That's right. We have new guests today. We haven't had, you know, we had you guys on, oh gosh, like 3 years ago. I think I actually had Liam. I think I had you as a guest, didn't I? Like during Alvin and the Chipmunks, the first movie or something?
Yeah.
and you were a special guest, weren't you?
Yeah, but I forget which one I was, but it was around like kindergarten or first grade or something.
First grade was, yeah, it was probably kindergarten. You were pretty young, Beth.
Yeah.
Well, let's just, these are my kids. These are my two sons. I got another son, but he's three, and that would be an absolute disaster trying to put him on the radio.
Big disaster. Be like a tornado coming into our house.
Yeah. Well, or lives in our house and makes a mess. Now, Liam, let's just start telling the audience. Before we ask who you guys are, let's get through the paperwork and say where the listeners can find me, because I'm the one who's important here. You can go to fatguysatthemovies.com, and that's where we have all of our podcasts and movie reviews and interviews and that sort of thing. You can search iTunes for Fat Guys at the Movies or just Fat Guys Network, and all of our podcasts show up. You can subscribe to all of them or just individually. You can go to facebook.com/FGATM. You guys don't have a Facebook. We don't let you guys have a Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. There's... And you can email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, or leave us a voicemail at 740-205-6456. We did get an email. We've got two emails. One of them we'll read in the third segment. The other one we're actually bumping. Originally, Mal Valentin from eFilm Critic was going to be on the show, but he got sick. I don't believe that he got sick. I think he was just trying to get an early jump on Thanksgiving, but you know, that's what we have to say. But we'll have Mel on later, and the email we got this week was actually addressed to Mel as well, so I want to set that aside for right now. But first, let's meet these kids. I know who you are.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're your kids. Of course you know who we are.
I saw you come out of your mother.
TMI.
I'll just say you guys came very different places, but let's just move on from that. Liam, tell us about yourself. How old you are? What you're doing? You know, what do you do for a living?
I'm 10.
10.
One of my favorite things to do is like to go to movie marathons. I've been to two movie marathons in the past
year.
Yeah.
You went to the sci-fi marathon back in May.
May 21st and May 22nd.
So you remember completely irrelevant and worthless information,
and yet I don't remember the stuff to my test.
You don't remember to bring your lunch bag home from school, is what happened. Your mom gets mad at that. And you're in what grade now, Liam?
Fifth
grade. And who's your teacher?
Mrs. Omni, Mrs. Waz, Mrs. Fentoff, and Mrs. Pauling.
That's because they split it all up.
Yeah.
And so you have it more like when you're going to go to middle school.
Yeah.
You know, get you ready for that and lockers.
Yeah, and I have a sixth grade math teacher because I'm advanced math.
Oh, wow. La-di-da. All right, well, Ben, you tell us about yourself. You know, who you are. What do you do for a living? What's your favorite planet?
What's my favorite planet?
How old are you, Ben?
8. My favorite color is blue. I just started Spanish today, and
you come home talking to me in Spanish. You're like, oh, ¿cómo está? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, ¿hablo español? I go, I don't speak Spanish. I speak bad fake Spanish like I just did there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not Spanish. You don't even speak Spanish.
Ben, look at the good medicine.
That's Italian. That's a bad Italian accent. No,
whatever.
That doesn't count. You speak bad accents. Ben, you speak any Spanish? How much Spanish do you speak now?
Like, I can say hello, and I kind of know the alphabet, and
So if you run into somebody who speaks Spanish, so somebody out there, you know, like, when you go to the La Casita down the road, you're not going to be like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
What?
Trying to pick up the waitress or anything?
Actually, I really like that song.
It's annoying. Well, super annoying.
All right, so you're in what grade, Ben?
I'm in third grade, and mostly it's outside recess on the recess ground.
That's a good place to have it.
I spend most of my time...
They don't have outside recess on the roof, do they?
Fully.
And I spend a lot of my time of recess on recess duty is when you like.
Oh man, you're the Liam, man. Liam. You're the man. You're part you of the go system. Duty.
No.
Oh my heavens.
And well, I have to look. I'm going with the gym teacher, and I mostly just like go to see it who's being safe and or not, and who needs to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay. So you're going to be a cop when you grow up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the big question, before we get to the movies, the big question I have to ask now that I've got you guys on the air and you're sort of stuck here. What's the name of the girl you like, Liam?
One thing I have to say, shut up!
What about you, Ben? What's the girl you like?
Vivian. He likes Vivian.
No,
Vivian Sarchet.
No.
Okay, well, Ben, what's the name of the girl that Liam likes?
No!
No. All right. Like they're going to listen to this.
I'm
like
kidding.
They're going to download this and listen to it. And this Vivian is going to be like, oh my gosh, Ben Carr likes me.
Corinda.
Shut and up! Liam likes Corinda. Okay. So let's move on. Let's get past all that messy nonsense and let's talk about the movies that are coming out this week. This is why I had you guys on the show, because you're children. And all three movies this week that are coming out are kids' movies. You know, Arthur Christmas, which we're going to talk about in a second, The Muppets, and then Hugo. So, back when we, you know, Neil Miller used to do the show pretty regular. He hasn't been able to do it lately, but he wouldn't see any of the movies. So not only, you guys have seen two of the three movies each, which is four movies between the two of you. That's six movies between all of us. That's more than Neil would see in like six episodes of.
Good for doing math.
Yes. So you Good guys boy. Like you guys like the movies.
I don't even know that guy in math now.
All right. Well, let's move on and talk about Arthur Christmas. This is the first movie. And this Santa's son makes it his mission to bring a present to the girl who was accidentally missed by Santa.
A child's been missed!
You want to wake up the whole North Pole?
Good idea. A child's been missed!
Arthur! Who cares about one single child?
Do you think she's the one kid in the whole world that Santa doesn't care about?
Do you know, Arthur, there is a way.
Well, you're coming too, lad.
Me? On that? Up there? Pulled by them?
Dasher! Dancer!
What are the others called? I could never really remember. Bambi?
I'm not really good with big animals.
Now, Liam, real quick, talk about, what would you want to see this movie?
Yeah, it looks good. It
looks good. It's done. Aardman did this. These are the guys who did Wallace and Gromit and Flushed Away and movies like that. Are you looking? Have you really seen much about this? Are they like advertising it much on the kids' station?
No, not that much. I've seen like maybe one or two trailers. One was a teaser trailer.
The one with them in the, like when he was in the sweater and he's like summertime?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben, what about you? Are you looking forward to this movie?
Yeah, and I got a little ad for it so that I could play a preview game. It was wrapping presents.
Did
and
you wrap
gets,
any presents?
Yeah,
you don't even know how to wrap presents, do you?
Uh-huh. It just gets faster and faster near the sixth or fifth level.
Uh-huh.
And
is this an iPhone app or an iPod app? Is that what it was?
No, it's just on the laptop and computers.
Okay. Well, here's the what I'm interested to see this movie. I don't think the trailers look that good, but I've heard from other people who've seen it. The buzz is that it's way better than the trailers make it out to be. It's a good old-fashioned Aardman animation, fun movie by the Wallace and Gromit type thing. So
it doesn't look like stop-by-stop motion.
Well,
like in that.
It's not stop animation, but if you look at the design of Arthur, you can see the sort of Wallace-ishness to him. There's that Aardman look. So
that kind of looks like clay.
Yeah. They screened it, but we had to choose to the Muppets. But we got to go to a break, and when we get back, we'll talk about the other movies. And welcome back to Fat Guys in the Movies. I'm here with Liam Carr and Ben Carr. They just wandered into the booth, and I was just going to do this thing solo, and they showed up. Is that how it happened, guys?
What booth?
We're not in a booth.
We're in the magical studio in the sky. It's the magical studio in the sky.
We're
that's how
in
we
our dining room, not our living room.
Well, it's kind of both.
We're
a family of the world here. Let's move on. We talked a little bit about Arthur Christmas. We don't know a whole lot about it. They had a screening, but it was the same day as The Muppets, so we decided to go see The Muppets.
Muppets are awesome.
Yeah, so that's a good segue. Let's talk about The Muppets now. In The Muppets, Kermit, Piggy, Fozzie, Gonzo, and the gang reunite to raise money and save their beloved Muppet Theater.
We're trying to get the old gang back together again.
We haven't done this in a long time.
Your fans never left you. The world hasn't forgotten.
It's time to play the music.
It's time to light the lights.
It's time to meet the Muppets.
Yes! Come on, guys, let's go!
The Muppets have always been about artistic integrity, not cheap tricks.
Check it out. Fart shoes.
This is going to be a really short movie.
Liam, I want to hear what you have to think about, what you thought about this movie first.
Well, my favorite character is Beaker, and I love him. He's so funny.
He's not in this movie that much, is he?
Me.
Yeah, but he's not in this movie, is he?
Not.
He is.
Well,
he shows up.
It's funny. He's really funny. Yeah. And I also like the, you won't believe who the special guest star is.
Don't. No. Here's the thing. We don't want to give spoilers.
You.
We don't want to give spoilers. Here's the thing. And I don't want, I mean, I know that when this thing airs, people could have conceivably gone and seen it. But part of the charm of The Muppets, this movie, is it is a, it's a throwback to the original Muppet movies. Now, when we came home, after seeing it this past Saturday, I showed you guys the Muppet movie and then the Great Muppet Caper, the first two Muppet movies. So you guys got a sense of it, but a lot of this was a throwback and some jokes that went back to those movies and even back to the old Muppet Show, because you guys have seen the first three seasons of the Muppet Show, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit of the first.
What'd you think of the Muppet movie, this Muppet movie, Liam?
I think it was better than the original. The original went kind of slower.
Yeah, it was 32 years ago.
Yeah.
The world moved a lot slower.
One thing to say, manamana.
Manamana. All right, Ben, what did you think of the Muppets?
Well, I thought it was great because it had all my favorite characters from the original Muppet movies, and my favorite one was Kermit because he's
like, is he your favorite Muppet?
Yeah, and he's...
That's like saying Curly's your favorite stooge, you know that?
But how is he Curly if he's...
It's the Three Stooges. It's a Three Stooges reference. I'll show you those later. I'll show you those sometime.
All right.
So you like Kermit. Why did you like it because of Kermit?
Kermit is like... I saw on an old DVD or VHS tape... And it said number one America's favorite frog, and then it showed a picture of Kermit.
Yeah.
And then it showed a couple of Muppet episodes previews, and
well, there aren't a whole lot of frogs that are famous though. Is it?
Yeah.
That's a narrow field. That's not, you know, like Miss Piggy. You say is your favorite pig. There's a lot of pigs. I mean, you got Porky Pig, you got Petunia Pig, you've got Babe from The Pig That Talks to the... And then you can say, like, Fozzie would be, like, America's favorite bear. You can be like, well, gosh, you got the three bears. You got Winnie the Pooh. You got... because I said poo? Seriously? You're going to break down for that?
That's not what I'm
Dignity. Dignity. Always dignity.
Totally dignity.
Dignity all the
We're so mature.
So you guys both liked them. Did you get the... I mean, was it... How was the music? What did you think about the music? Did you enjoy the music?
Oh, yeah. There's this really funny song. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's really funny.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about. That's great, too. But also, some of the songs were also throwbacks, and you don't know this because you're 10 and 8, but like when they were cleaning the theater and they were playing Built This City, which is an old song from the 80s. Yeah.
Built this city on rock and
roll.
Okay,
not too much of that. I'm going to have to pay a royalty if you start singing that too much. Well, I'll explain. It's Business of Radio way later for you. But that's what I thought was kind of neat about it is they had these throwbacks. They had these throwbacks to the 80s, like with the 80s robot. Yeah. I don't know if you quite got that because you didn't. Back in the 80s, they threw a robot in every movie.
Yeah.
And just because it was, because Star Wars was big and everybody wanted a robot. So, okay, official grade, fat guys at the movie grade. What's your official grade, Liam?
Rocks.
Rocks? Ben? You have to think about this?
Plants.
Plants is not, no. Does it rock? It's either rocks or it sucks. Does it rock?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Or is it kind of rocks? Or is it a totally rocks?
Yeah.
Totally rocks.
Nice with the plants.
All right, I'm going to have to say it totally rocks as well. It's not perfect. I didn't like the fact, the human storyline.
Yeah.
Jason Segel and Amy Adams, they kind of drew away from it because, but it, I think studios now, they say, well, you need to have a name in it. And like Kermit the Frog isn't a big enough name.
Yeah, you need someone that's...
Even though he's the favorite frog.
Kind of more famous.
Jason Segel's had some big movies.
Yeah, some.
And he's got a hit TV show.
Yeah.
And Amy Adams has been nominated for an Oscar and stuff like that.
And stuff.
And she's cute. She's adorable.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, you in love.
You have Corinda. You have Vivian.
No!
I have Amy Adams, apparently. So, yeah, it totally rocks. Now, let's go on to the next one, which is Hugo. In this one, Martin Scorsese directs a 3D film about an orphan boy trying to solve a mystery found in a mechanical man.
What is that?
I think it's a message for my father.
Why would my key fit into your father's machine?
This is a treacherous place. Do you understand? Watch your step.
We could get into trouble.
That's how you know it's an adventure.
Once upon a time, I met a boy named Hugo Cabré. He searched to find a secret message.
I need to know what this means.
And how that message lit his way.
Hugo!
All the way home.
Ben, you first. What did you think of Hugo?
I thought it was good. It was a great adventure. He's like a clock fixer.
Yeah, he's a tinkerer.
And, like, I thought it was great because, and also I got kind of inspired about the book.
Okay.
But I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
By...
Well, let me ask you this. Did you think it was too slow in parts? Because it does have these longer, it's not like full on adventure. I mean, it's not like, I showed you guys Fast Five the other day, and that was lots of car chases. There were no car chases in this movie.
Bam.
Yeah, but it, this one moved a little slower, but you were okay with that, Ben?
Uh-huh.
Did you like the 3D?
Yes.
Did the 3D look different to you than, say, the 3D in, oh, I don't know. Did you see Clash of the Titans? Did I take you guys to Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
Okay, did you think the 3D was better than that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
What about you, Liam? Did you like the 3D aspect of the movie?
I thought the 3D was... I think this might have been shot in 3D.
Yeah, it was shot in 3D.
Yeah, because like Narnia was not good 3D. It was like one or two scenes. Harry Potter, the first part that was in 3D. Oh,
first one
God.
Was in 3D. Second one was in 3D.
One of them, whichever ones. But there's a scene in Harry Potter, the first one, that would have been great.
With a snake 3D,
with
coming
a
at your face.
Snake coming right at your face.
Well, what I thought was neat about the 3D, and I'm a big proponent of 3D, anyone who listens to the show knows that, I thought that he really used 3D to bring you into the world. Like when Hugo's moving through the clockworks, you really felt like you were moving around stuff. And almost every single shot in that movie used 3D. It didn't just slap it on as a gimmick. It used it. Like when they were talking outside of Isabel's house and there's sort of the snow kicking up and you got this depth and you've got everything shot against people's, you know, around corners and against their shoulders and that sort of thing. Now, Liam, you have another interesting thing to say about the movie, right?
Yeah, I love the movie, so I wanted to read the book.
Yeah.
I went to the library, my classroom, and the other fifth grade classrooms, even my sixth grade math teacher, they did not have the book.
Why'd you go to your sixth grade math teacher for a book?
Because I knew she had the book.
Oh, you knew she had
it? Someone
borrowed
the book and lost it.
Oh, my heavens.
So, and I had to put it on hold in the library. Mm. Mrs. Hahn was...
Who was your fourth grade
teacher?
Yeah,
she was my fourth grade teacher. She was the only one that had the book. Thank God she's a literacy room that...
Well, she's famous. I mean, she's like nationally famous for being... Yeah, she's nationally famous in the teacher community. I mean, if you walk down the street and said her name, people like, go, who? But I mean, if you talk like my your mom, you know, my wife, she is a reading teacher, and she knew who Miss Hahn was before you had her. So, and you showed me the book. The book looks interesting. It's a real thick book, but it's got a lot of pictures in it.
Yeah, he does the eyes perfectly. Mm. Ryan Selznick. That's what the movie's based on, his book, right?
Yeah.
By Brian Selznick.
Yeah, so I think...
I'm also so happy because he's going to be our author visitor at school, I think.
Oh, great.
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure.
That'd be a pretty big deal because he's got this... This is a big movie. And
he's also got a new book, Wonderstruck, out.
Are you going to have to check that one out, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. We only got about 10 seconds left, but Liam, what's your grade? Rocks?
Rocks.
You say rocks, Ben?
Rocks.
I'm going to say Hugo Rocks as well. It's a very different movie. It's nothing that you've ever seen before. Beautiful 3D. Probably the I'd say even better 3D than Avatar, and just an inspiring movie. But we got to go to a break.
Bye.
Miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck.
And welcome back to Fat Guys of the Movies. We're in the infamous middle segment. We have just Liam here for this one. We had to send Ben to bed. Benjamin had to go to bed from the magical studio in the sky because he's 2 years younger than you, right?
Yeah. Yes. Plus, he goes to sleep much more better than I do.
Well, he sleeps a lot. He needs more sleep. You've got my blood in you.
Yes, I've got his blood.
You like to stay
it's
up late.
It's a curse and a blessing.
I like to think of it as a blessing and a curse instead of a curse and a blessing.
Yeah.
But is there anything else you wanted to say about Hugo or the Muppets or even Arthur Christmas that you didn't get a chance to say in the last two segments?
In Hugo, it's really cool because in the book, there's a difference that I already noticed from the movie. In the movie, he looks through a 4. Mm. In the book, he looks through a 5.
Did they assign significance to that? Because I noticed he always looked through a 4. And yeah. I'm not quite sure what the reasoning for that was. But I'm sure Martin Scorsese had a very specific reason, because it's so obvious that that's what he did. Do you know why he looks through a 5 all the time?
I don't know, seriously.
Huh, okay. I'm just curious, because something like that for a director, like, you see, you don't quite know who Martin Scorsese is because you're only 10 and you haven't seen his other films because they're all like R-rated gangster films with lots of violence in them. Well, not that kind of violence, but he, I mean, when you get older and you get old enough, I'll show you some of his movies. And he's a brilliant director. He's done some fantastic films. He's done some crap, but everybody does crap. trust me, Liam, every director does crap. Even somebody like, you know, people always were talking about, you know, Christopher Nolan is, don't you?
No,
he directed The Dark Knight. Because you've seen The Dark
Knight. Oh, yeah, I've seen it. They're making a new one.
They're making Dark Knight Rises with apparently everybody's in this movie, and they keep coming out with casting news. But he's done the Batman movies, and he did a movie called Inception last year. Did you see Inception?
I want to see it.
We've got
I've heard bad things and good things.
Well, you've heard bad things from your papa because he's a big dope.
He liked the movie. The thing about
Anonymous. He loved Anonymous.
He loved Anonymous.
He wanted you to see it. I mean,
I'm
like,
what the heck?
I understand. I understand him wanting to see Anonymous and liking Anonymous because he's really, really into British history and he's into the Tudor kings. And
yeah, but a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
watching something about Shakespeare.
Do you know he made me memorize the 13 Plantagenet kings of England by the time before I was like 6?
I'd slap myself.
Yeah, I don't even know. Now I know who they are, but it was no significance to me. So anyway. Enough bashing on my dad. He's about as likely to listen to this podcast as Vivian is. So, what was interesting, I want to point this out to the listeners. One of the reasons, beautiful things about Hugo isn't just the set design and the cinematography and the 3D and the characters and the depth of emotion and all the other things that are going on in the film. But what's really neat about it is it's about an old filmmaker. And I won't give too much away because there's certain spoilers or whatever. But it inspired us to go look at some of these old films from the silent era. And we looked at A Trip to the Moon, and we showed there's a scene in there where they're watching a Harold Lloyd movie, the one where he's hanging from the clock, which is from Safety Last, I think is the name of it. So I showed you and Ben that scene, and
it was
so
funny.
I love Harold Lloyd. We'll watch some more Harold Lloyd movies later, because a lot of people talk about Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton as these real famous silent film stars, and they're funny, they're good in their own right, but I always thought Harold Lloyd hands down was my favorite.
About Hugo,
yeah,
it was kind of cool because in the place where they're flipping through movie titles, I saw a movie that we saw at our last movie marathon.
Yeah,
the
Serbian
horror movie
film. No, it wasn't a Serbian film. they didn't show a clip from a Serbian film. And for the listeners, I did not let Liam see a Serbian film. I made him go home for that and Andy Warhol's Frankenstein, even though it was in sort of a PG-13 Frankenstein movie. For Frankenstein. But I made you go home for those. But you saw other things. It was
The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Which is a neat little movie, isn't it? I mean, it's a good film. Whoops, sorry. And that's, I think that's the other thing that's neat. Maybe you guys are special because you're my kids, and so you, of course, focus on the
movies.
Yeah, the movies.
But I've seen a lot of movies. It's good to get a variety.
Yeah, it gives you a depth and understanding. So you're not just like, I like Power Rangers, or I like Transformers movies, or I just want to see these movies. Even when I was a kid, I didn't just watch Star Wars. I watched other types of movies.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see them. I mean, like the old Universal monster movies. We saw Bride of Frankenstein at the marathon. And that's a good one to watch, you know? So that's one of the things I appreciate about Hugo. It's not the fastest moving piece. It drags a little bit. I think what's interesting too, and let me ask you this as a kid. When you were seeing this movie's about, it's about following your dreams. It's a movie about family, and it's a movie about regret, because you have this one character who's very, very old, who's lost some things in his past. What did you feel when, not talking, I don't want to spoil any plot significance of the film, but what were your feelings when you saw the interaction with this older man played by Ben Kingsley, and how sad he was about his sort of the things he's lost in the past?
If I was him, I wouldn't try to forget my memory. I would try to just remember it.
Mm-hmm. So, but you saw that as more hopeful. Did you see that as sad and depressing, or did you see that as a chance for Hugo to help him?
A chance for Hugo to help him.
Yeah.
I think Hugo was just trying to do what is right.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting, because I think a lot of some adults will look at that, because they're on those scenes, the adults are going to identify with the adult.
Yeah.
In the movie, and so they're going to feel that regret, and they're going to feel the sadness, and a child.
But if you're a kid,
not going to understand that.
Yeah, you're going to just know what Hugo's thinking.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone identifies with Hugo because he's the hero, but you don't identify with the grown-ups as much because you. What are you going to be like? Oh, remember the good old days when I was such a carefree youth at 7 years old. You're still a carefree youth, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to guess yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing. But yeah, it was kind of neat to be able to show you guys those things and share that with you. And I actually ordered from Netflix. I actually had to order the disc, and they're going to come a little later. Some of these old films that are available, that are still around, that are over 100 years old, over 110 years old.
So
those are going to be kind of neat to see.
Only like 80 out of 100 survive.
Yeah. Well, don't talk too much about it.
Well, that's in real life.
Yeah, that is real life. But some people, this is the thing. A lot of people don't know the true story connotation to this. And that's one of the things I love about this movie, is they didn't bill it as based on a true story, even though there's certain true elements to it. And that's good. They can say Jurassic Park based on a true story because somebody once said, wouldn't it be neat to clone dinosaurs? It's not based on Jurassic Park's complete fiction. So,
yeah. I wouldn't go to a park and find like, ooh, Brachiosaurus. Ah!
Brachiosaurus isn't going to hurt you.
Oh, I'm in T-Rex.
T-Rex, yeah.
Might take you off to your porta potty.
Well, I mean, if a Brachiosaurus stepped on you, or if it pooped on you, you'd probably drown in it. Speaking of poop, let's talk about the box office from last weekend and the films that won. You had Breaking Dawn, Breaking Wind. My apologies to the Twilight
fans.
What
I do every day.
Yeah, just once? No, you're an expert at that.
No, Ben is.
You're both experts at that. I could identify. You know, if you guys walked in the room and broke wind, I could probably identify you from the stank. Smells like a Ben fart. But
it's usually him.
It is not usually.
Sometimes
him.
I get away with it.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Anyways, let's talk about something that really stinks, and that's Breaking Dawn. Now, what's interesting with Breaking Dawn? I'm going to talk a little bit about this. I know you're not interested in this, Sam. But the movie made $138 million, $138 million over the 3-day weekend, which included $72 million on its very first day, which was Friday, because they had Thursday night screens. That's a great number. I'm not going to take that away. It's still a blockbuster hit. It made more than its own budget back on its first weekend alone. What's interesting is if you look at how quickly it dropped off, even through the weekend.
Yeah, because like
it made more than half its money on its first day.
Yeah.
First 24 hours, it made most of its money.
Yeah.
And in
the other 2 days, and maybe some people want to see it again just to see if it would raise the money.
Well, I think there has a lot of fans, and you know, Mom went and saw it, and she loved it. You know, that's great. And I'm not going to take this away from the fans, because I like plenty of crap myself. So, but what's interesting is it did drop off really fast. It dropped off faster than New Moon, which had a huge opening weekend. It had like 69 million, but it made like 140 some million its opening weekend, which made a little less than half that first 24 hours. So it actually, that first 24 hours is dropping off faster. I'm curious to see what it's going to be this weekend. I wouldn't be surprised to see a 70% or more drop.
Yeah.
For this weekend, which would put it around $40 million. I'll be surprised if it can make $35, $40 million. I'm guessing in that range. Now, the question is the Muppets going to do that? Do you think the Muppets is going to win this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's going to wait. First, what are the other choices? Are Muppets, Hugo, and Arthur Christmas.
And then you've got Happy Feet 2 and Twilight from last week. I don't think Happy Feet 2 only made $21 million, so it's going to make $10 million next week.
Okay, so there are six movies?
Well, no. There's three new movies.
Three new movies.
There's plenty of movies out there. There's
yeah, I meant so Breaking Dawn, the other.
I don't think Arthur Christmas is going to do well.
No, I think from a rank, it would be Muppets. Yeah. Hugo.
You think Hugo's going to beat Breaking Dawn, huh?
Yeah. Hugo's definitely going to break Breaking Dawn. Breaking Dawn might be third or fourth.
The only reason I'm thinking, well, I think Breaking Dawn's definitely going to be third, if not second. I think it's going to be Muppets, Breaking Dawn, Hugo. I think Hugo's going to struggle a little bit, partly because it's 3D.
Yeah.
And it needs to be seen in 3D. It's one of the few movies that if you're going to go see it in 3D.
Yeah.
But those ticket prices are expensive. And like if I were going to take you, and say I was going to say Nick was old enough and I was going to take all four of you, and I were to go see Hugo, it was going to cost me $60, or I could go see The Muppets and it'll cost me $40.
Yeah.
It might be a little, that I think works into it because it's
because it just is kind of a disadvantage.
Or like when we went and saw Spy Kids, I had to take you to that. Didn't I tell you it was actually going to cost twice as much to take you guys to Spy Kids than to go see it in 2D?
Yeah.
If we saw it in 3D.
But we got to the screening.
We did go see. No, wasn't there something else that I took you guys to that? Oh, we went to the screening and I forget.
Because we got Smell-O-Vision.
We did get Smell-O-Vision.
Then we went to Popeye's after that.
What did we? See, you know, then we went to Popeye's. Then we came home Pilly Parcheesi. And then you had to go to the bathroom and I had a soda. And
you don't have exactly what we did.
I did not. We did not Pilly Parcheesi.
Nick got.
We don't care. The audience doesn't care what you guys ate. What do you. We did go see a movie that I didn't. I said I'm not going to take you guys to see it in 3D. And I forget which one it was, but I remember taking you guys. And saying that we and not going in 3D.
Yeah.
So.
Where? I don't even know.
You see movies for free all the time. You're like the luckiest kid. You may not have a DS, but you see tons of movies for free. So.
At least I have something.
Oh my god! At least I have something. Should I do my old? When I was a kid.
No.
When I was a kid.
I'm good.
We had to watch movies on a black and white TV that was only 12 inches across, and we had only four stations, and they went off the air at 2 o'clock. That's actually true. All that I said is true.
I know it actually is.
Four stations. You don't even know how many stations you have now.
9,999.
Well, that's how many slots, but you don't even know how many. There's so many. You could sit there and flip station to station. You have so many stations. You have more kids' network stations. Than we had at all.
You had like two.
We had
maybe
four.
One.
We had ABC, NBC, and CBS, which were the three main networks. We had PBS. And then in the like mid-80s or early 80s, we got a Fox station, an independent station. So we ended up with a big whopping five. And even like big cities like New York had like 10 or a dozen with independent stations thrown in there. And that's it. So... Don't complain. Plus, you have Netflix and you have a computer.
I know.
Yeah. We had to walk to school every day. Yeah. It was snowing all year long. We had to go up.
You didn't have to walk. You did not have to walk to school.
I used to have to walk to school. I did. I swear. Not every day. But it was uphill both ways.
Uphill. I do that every day.
It was both directions. It was uphill. I was going uphill, going there, and uphill, going back.
Well, there's a hill. You're gonna go up. And down. Well,
that's okay, Liam. You're not getting the joke. That's okay. You'll understand when you have kids.
Okay. What's wrong?
All right. You had something happen this week. You on the way home from Hugo, you were asking me some questions. Do you remember this?
Okay, we're fine.
Are you embarrassed?
No, I'm fine.
Do you want to tell everybody about that? What happened? What was going on at school?
We were going to have a puberty talk.
Puberty.
Puberty.
Puberty love.
Puberty love.
So you had your puberty talk at the school where they gathered all the, they split the boys and girls, didn't they?
Yes.
And
but only in fifth grade.
It's, well, in sixth it's like, grade. Sixth grade, you get, I think you might get classes.
What?
Or maybe six or seven.
It's like health class, though.
Yeah, it's health class. But it's like you have like a 6-week course on sex ed. They, I don't know what they call it. What do they call it, the puberty talk? That's what they called
it? They called it puberty and stuff.
Puberty and stuff.
I don't know which one
was the stuff. That's what I want to know. They're like, oh, yes, and you're going to have this, and the male has a penis, and the girl has a vagina, and this is a great recipe for chocolate chip cookies. What the? Is that the stuff that they had with it? Can I tell the stories about, because it was a really funny, because then you were telling me about this on the way home.
Yeah.
I've talked about this on Twitter, and people thought it was very funny. On the way home. You told me that you seemed a little nervous because you know everyone's probably buzzing about it and you said you were telling me and what did I tell you? I said you can ask me anything.
Yeah, and just
and
guess
you were stupid
what I
enough
asked.
To say
where do babies come from?
And I told you, but what's funny is because I had to give you a little bit of groundwork, and so I said the really funny part is I said boys have a penis. And girls have a vagina. And both you and Ben go, oh, so that's what it's called. And you're like, is that what? And then you ask about Austin Powers.
Yeah.
You start, and I'm like,
a
oh,
lot
you mean
of vagina.
A lot of vagina. And that's what that meant. And that's actually based on an old James Bond character called Pussy Galore, which that's another term for, it's a vulgar term for vagina.
Yeah.
And galore means a lot. And it was it was in 1962, I think, when this movie came out. And the girl's like, was like, I'm pussy galore. And everyone's like, I can't believe you put that in a movie. I can't believe that that made it into a movie back in the 60s.
Yeah.
But that's why they called her a lot of vagina.
There's a toenail on. Sorry.
So I think as I was explaining everything to you, suddenly all these jokes that you saw in movies started to make sense to you, didn't they?
Yeah. I guess.
Well, then you start asking me stuff about... Well, that was really funny as I was explaining to you about chromosomes and split up, and you have the men have sperm and girls have eggs. And you're like, oh, I saw a Mythbusters episode on that.
Well, it's called Son of a Gun.
Well, but did that make sense to you when you saw that movie? Well, that TV show, the Mythbusters, did they make sense?
Yeah, it made sense.
Well, why doesn't Jamie teach you sex ed? Why does...
I'm not going to travel all the way to LA, San Francisco, just to get sex ed from someone famous.
That's so wrong. Sorry. That's so wrong, Liam. And I don't even think you understand how wrong that is. It's hilarious. But you have no idea what you just said. That's one thing I'm not going to explain to you. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have put Todd in there. That's could have made it worse.
I don't know. I just stop while you're ahead on this one.
Okay, on a total different subject about the Muppets. Okay.
please don't ask me how Miss Piggy and Kermit make tadpoles.
Yeah.
They're not from the same species. They're not from the same genus. They're not from the same family. They're not even from the same class. One's a mammal and one's an amphibian. You would have better luck having sex with a platypus. Or I would have better luck. I mean, either one, we'd be an absolute failure.
Yeah.
But then again, they're puppets and they got somebody's hand up their butt the whole time.
Okay, also about Muppets, totally off subject.
Does that disturb you now watching the Muppets? Thinking
that
somebody's hands all the way up their butt?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. Now I'm going to be scarred for life.
The Muppets will never be the same.
The Muppets will never be the same. So as I was saying about the Muppets.
Bro, Kermit's like, wow, I have to poop. Why do I feel so constipated? Oh my God, there's an arm inside me. Who did this? Poor Kermit. He's gonna be scarred for life.
I can't breathe.
See, people thought as they're listening to this, they're like, oh, he's got his kids on the show. This isn't gonna get dirty at all. Right, go on.
So about that, oh, thanks for getting that stuck in my head. Now I don't have anything I can remember.
What were you gonna say?
I don't know.
Was it about the Muppets? It was about something.
It was about the Muppets.
And
oh yeah, there's a scene that was totally the same in both movies.
Which one?
The big hairy guy walks to the car and's like, "I want to come, just wait."
Sweetums. Well, it's the Sweetum joke is a callback to it. So that's why they did it. Because see, you saw them out of order. You saw the new Muppets.
Then it didn't make sense.
Then you saw the old one. Whereas the second I saw that scene with Sweetums, I'm like, "Oh, that's a reference to the original movie."
Yeah.
So. Sweetum does not have a hand up his butt.
Okay.
He's a guy in a costume.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shall we move on? Is there anything more you want to say? Was Mr. Moore embarrassed talking to you guys?
About I don't know.
Did he giggle?
I don't know.
When
he said...
He goes, this is the penis.
No, it was weird because...
Well, you can say what you want.
It had a penis going down.
Well, what else was it going to have?
Then it's like
it had a penis. They didn't have a penis there, but they had a cucumber. They just pretend this is a penis.
Then they had the special. I don't know what the technical term was, but it stiffened up.
An erection.
Yeah, an erection, and something came out of it.
Something.
It was sperm.
Okay.
Sperm.
I hope it was sperm. There's really only two things that should be coming out of there: sperm and urine. If it's squirting daisies out of it, you got a problem. You might want to go to the doctor. You'd be like, "Oh my god, an entire rose bush came out of my." And the doctor goes, "Well, that can happen. Something comes out." Did he giggle during that?
No, but he told us to go, we can get it out, and he said, okay, come on, you can
chant. Oh, get it penis. Out, by not, you didn't all like,
we did not.
You didn't drop your pants or anything.
No.
He was like, okay.
He said we could just chant penis, the word penis, and everybody was like, penis,
you guys had no problem penis. With that, you're just like, yes, we're going to scream penis at our principal all day long. You know, when I was in high school, there was our health teacher. Her name was Mrs. Ripley. She's probably not with us anymore.
Believe it or not.
Well, but her name was Mrs. Ripley, and she was pretty old then. I think she was probably in her 50s at least, maybe even her early 60s. She looked older, but what the hell did I know? I was like 15 or 16. But she was the health teacher, and she taught sex ed, and she actually did a great thing, because this is how I kind of handle it with you guys. I'm like, okay, there's going to be terms. If you're gonna be talking about this, you're gonna talk about penis, you're gonna talk about sperm, you're gonna talk about this and that, and you can't giggle and goof around through it.
He said
So what she did is she would start her sex ed class and she would make everybody in the class say penis. And she'd say 1, 2, 3, and then everyone in the class had to say penis. And she did that because she's like, just like Mr. Morton, yeah. He's like, get it out of your system. Get the giggles out of your system. Then if you say it enough, you're just like, it's not as funny anymore.
Yeah, he let us watch it one time through for giggles and second time out through for serious.
Yeah. So, and what's great about Mrs. Ripley is if she ever came to another class, like I was, I was in chemistry, so I must have been a junior. So I was about 16 or 17 years old. And when she came in the room, when we had her, anytime she came in the room to talk to another teacher about something, we'd be like, oh, Mrs. Ripley, do the 1, 2, 3. And what she'd do, she'd hold up her hand and she'd hold up one finger and then two fingers and three fingers and the whole class would say penis. And so we'd be like in chemistry class and she'd walk in and like be like, Mrs. Ripley, do it. And she'd go 1, 2, 3, do the 1, 2, 3 with her fingers. And the only the kids in her class would do it. So about half the class would all scream penis. And there's one girl, her name was Missy. And she was a year younger than me. And she was a word she'd refuse to say. Now, she'd swear like a sailor. She would say... You know words that I say when I'm driving?
Yeah.
Okay. She would say a lot of those words. And
she wouldn't say penis.
But she wouldn't say penis. It was like she couldn't stand saying it. She was just a word that grossed her out.
Kind of a dirty mouth without something else.
What are you saying?
I don't know. A dirty mouth with something else.
I don't even want you to explain that one to me.
I don't either. I don't either.
I don't either. Okay. But yeah, so yeah, Missy wouldn't say even, and I think the last day of my senior year, she said penis to me, and that was like my graduation present. Didn't cost a whole lot, but.
Well, I guess it cost.
God. All right, so
my hand up yours.
Whatever. Anyways, so.
Ow.
We talked box office winners. We talked about penises. Let's talk about... We got an email from a listener. This is anything you're going to answer, because this is from... I used to call him Steve Gabe, but it sounds a little bit too much like a character from another guy's podcast. So I am going to refer to him from now on as Gabe, who dreamed he was Steve. And this comes from him through Facebook. And Gabe is a long-winded thing, but basically what it is he was saying back in the late 70s or early 80s, he saw this trailer on television. He's, I guess, asking, he asked me for help to identify this movie, and any listener can chime in and send us an email or whatever, that there was, and this is how he describes it. He goes, it was probably released in the late, like 1979 to 1982. It's a preview he saw like from 3 decades ago. He said, the trailer, it began at night in a suburban neighborhood. Everyone was asleep. The camera zooms in on a peaceful house inside. A woman sleeps alone upstairs. She's wakened by a thumping sound. Thump, thump, thump. She reaches into her nightstand for a protective weapon, maybe a knife or a gun, and she slowly heads downstairs to investigate. Unbelievably, there is the horror. After all, there is a square cut out in the carpet in the middle of the living room like a trap door. And he actually sent me a picture of it, like, see diagram. See exhibit A. And it's raising and slamming shut. Apparently, it's on someone causing the thump, thump, thump. So she gets closer, and then he's not sure. Either something comes out and drags her in, or the trapdoor bites on her leg and drags her in there. And he can't remember whether there was like a narration to it or anything like that. But he was about five to eight, as he says, when he saw it and terrified the hell out of him. So he said, hey, if I can figure out what this movie is, or if one of the listeners recognizes that scene or that trailer, he's dying to know because he wants to see that movie. Now, here is the ultimate irony of what's going to happen. We'll get this thing identified, and then he won't be able to. It'll be completely out of print. He won't be able to see it anyways. But at least he'll get it figured out. So if you know out there, if you're out there in Fat Guy Land and you have recognized this late 70s, early 80s B-movie, that was aired on television, or even there's just trailers are on television, you know, hit us up with an email or a tweet or something and let us know. So let's move on to the Fat Guy Five. Are you ready to move on to the Fat Guy Five, Liam?
I don't know what it is, but okay.
It's our list. The list.
Review. Oh.
The Fat Guy Five is our five favorite Muppet moments.
Okay.
And none of them involve penises, so you're okay, safe. We don't need to talk about that anymore. So I'm going to do the first one. And that is the original Manamana, which is the song called Manamana.
Manamana.
And it was on an early episode of The Muppet Show, and I think it was actually first season.
Yeah, it was like the third episode.
Yeah, it was one of the first episodes. And it's this iconic song that nobody remembers until suddenly it got popular again as the movie was coming out. So that's one. The next one is the one from The Great Muppet Caper you wanted to point out.
Shame on you.
That's, of course, if you haven't seen it, that's where Fozzie Bear is.
Fozzie Bear is going to everybody because they don't want to help them out. It's like, no, I got something else to do. Yeah,
everyone didn't want to. Shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on all of you.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that one always stuck in my head, and I hadn't seen The Great Muppet Caper in a long time. And then we watched it. I'm like, oh, it's that scene.
That scene.
the next one is Love Comes to Coosbane. Now, again, not a whole lot of people may remember this one. This is like Manamana before, but this one hasn't kind of come back. I think they did, because they used to have Muppet Kermit as the reporter in Sesame Street, and so they kind of did a little bit of him reporting with the trench coat and the microphone, and they had him go to the planet Coosbane, and these the male and female species, they do the Galileo hoop-hoop and end up making babies. It's one of the funniest Muppet bits because it's so out there. It's so bizarre. It was so 70s, and it was awesome. The next one is you from with Gonzo.
Oh, yeah, in the original movie, Gonzo's on the top of the roof. Where'd he go?
Bing, here I am. He does that twice. It's they did a lot what's called a running gag. You know what a running gag is?
No.
A running gag is a joke that keeps showing up in the movie. And they have a bunch of running gags in the Muppet movie, and that's one of the running gags that Gonzo always ends up on the roof.
So. Hey, look, my car's on the roof. Could someone help me down?
Yep. Now, the last one, the fifth one, is my favorite song in the Muppet movie. Now, the first Muppet movie had such fantastic music, Rainbow Connection, Moving Right Along. They also had Can You Think... Can You Picture That, where the Electric Mayhem are singing their song as they were painting the van or the Studebaker. But my absolute favorite song is I'm Going to Go Back There Someday, and that's sung by Gonzo in front of the fire. It's a very heartfelt, sweet song, and it always catches me emotionally when I see it, even today. So that's my favorite. Those are our five favorite Muppet moments. We have a couple honorable mentions. You want to do yours first?
In the new, no, the old Muppet movie, I love it because when they go to the ghost town, Animal eats all of the pills and he goes gigantic and scares off everybody.
Yeah, that was pretty, I mean, that was really neat to see in the theaters. I remember when I first saw that in 1979 and it was a very emotional moment. It was just so cool. And he was huge. They built a giant animal. Now back, now if they did that today.
Wait, what kind of animal was it?
It was animal. It was a giant animal, and it was the size of a house. And that, I thought, was
bigger,
awesome.
Bigger yeah. than a house.
Well, but the whole thing is they would have done that with computers nowadays.
Yeah, they would just go, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
But if you watch it, you can see that, you can tell that it's a giant, giant animal. I don't know if they did it
You
that
can tell because of the spikes on his neck.
They probably built
cardboard.
They probably used some force perspective and built a, they didn't make the model like 60 feet wide, but it was still a very large, large head. The honorable mention I want to have is the leprechaun. And I'll try and post this in the post for the Fat Guys at the Movies page. So if you go to Fat Guys at the Movies, if you're listening to this on iTunes or through, you know, your iPhone or something like that and streaming it, because we know you guys do that, go to the Fat Guys at the Movies page, find this episode, and I'll have this clip in there. And it's the Leprechaun Brothers singing Oh Danny Boy. And the Leprechaun Brothers are my two favorite Muppets, the Swedish Chef and Beaker,
an animal
singing Oh Danny Boy, and it's absolutely hilarious because none of them speak proper English.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the old Saturday Night Live sketch where they had Tonto, Frankenstein, and who was it? Tonto, and somebody else who spoke like blah, 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 like that, and they would have them sing Christmas carols. But this was even funnier. So it was Oh Danny Boy. So that's it. I think we should go. Are we done talking for this segment? Should we go to the next segment?
Yeah, let's go to next segment, but let's take a break.
We'll take a break. Nice lead-in. Thank you.
Let's take a break.
Hey, welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. If you're listening to this on the radio and you want to hear the awkward discussion that I have with my son in the middle segment, you can go check it out on fatguysatthemovies.com or through iTunes. If you are listening and you made it through that segment, you are ready for the final bit where we just wrap you up here, finish up some stuff. So what's coming up next, Liam?
This is the world famous DVD roundup.
That's right. We've got the world famous DVD roundup right here. Now there's not a whole lot of big things. Actually, next week has a lot more releases. This week has some good releases that I guess you can take advantage of on Black Friday. You know what Black Friday is? We don't do anything for Black Friday.
No.
It's the day after the day after Thanksgiving. And what do I do on the day after Thanksgiving, Liam?
Sleep.
Oh, I sleep and I don't leave the house, right?
Right.
I don't.
It's like the worst day to leave the house.
I don't go anywhere on Black Friday. I despise crowds. And the people are like, oh, it's so great to like fight with your fellow man and beat up young children so you can get a flat screen television at Best Buy for $12 or whatever. So, trust me, it's bad.
Why would you beat up children?
I don't know if they beat up children, but if you wait until Black Friday happens, and then people post videos of people being crazy in the store. Neil used to work at a Best Buy like years ago, and he was telling me stories about how this guy tackled somebody else because he got the wrong microwave oven. I don't know what it was. So, yeah, people, the worst of human nature. It's like such a nice, warm, you know, thankful family gathering Thanksgiving, and then it's like
people killing each other.
Beat the poop out of your fellow man in the store on Black Fridays at the malls. But now we're going to do the DVD roundups and talk about some of the movies that you might be able to catch on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, which is where people go online and shop.
Which
is the Monday after Thanksgiving. The first one is Super 8. That comes out on DVD in Blu-ray. That came out this week. That was I enjoyed Super 8. Did you like Super 8?
Yeah, we saw it at a drive-in movie theater. It was pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
What's neat about it is I was about your age when the movie took place. The kids are a little older than you, but I was like at your age right when that movie took place. So I knew exactly what it was like. They really captured the feel of the 70s, what it was like to, you know, just be in somebody's basement or their house and the type of stuff they had on the walls and that kind of thing. So I really appreciated that movie. J.J. Abrams did a great job. There's also Conan the Barbarian, which you did not see.
Yeah. Looked okay.
It's a fun action. It's a little violent, but I don't care if
you little see violent, it. It's, little violent.
Yeah, it's nothing like some. You've seen some violent movies, so some. I'm not worried about that. There's also the Shout Factory has released the old 1990s, early 90s. I think it was from 91 to 92 or 3. The Adventures of Tintin, which is a cartoon, a weekly cartoon, and I think there's something like 26 episodes on the 2-disc set. And they're really neat little shows. I don't think you got a chance. You didn't even see any of them. You saw me watching them the other day.
Yeah. No, it was today, I think, because okay. I went home. Yeah. I put my backpack down. Mm-hmm. I saw you watching it.
Yeah. And what's neat about it, just to let you know, if you're curious about the new Steven Spielberg film that's coming up, The Adventures of Tintin, which is a motion capture film, this one actually has the original story that it's based on, I believe, about the secret of the unicorn, which is a ship. And it's a real great high adventure movie. I cannot wait to, after seeing just the general story on this TV show, I'm really excited to see what Steven Spielberg does with sort of this, you know, photorealistic motion capture. You know, motion capture, kind of the Christmas Carol was, or Mars Needs Moms, only probably much higher quality than that. So, what do you have for your DVDs there, Liam?
Well, the first one I have is Prep and Landing.
Disney's Prep and Landing.
It came out today, and it was on...
Well, this week, because this will...
Yeah, it was on ABC Family.
We taped the original Prep and Landing last year, the year before, on our DVR to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Which the story is about elves and how they help Santa, you know, get his sleigh from house to house.
Also, you can watch on Thanksgiving on the same channel, ABC Family, or just ABC, I can't remember.
Yeah.
You can watch A Mammoth Christmas, which is
the Ice Age
Christmas.
They've got Ice Age, and I know there's one, there's Olive the Other Reindeer. They made a short of Olive the Other Reindner. And there's a new Prep and Landing on here. It says Naughty and Nice, and it's coming this holiday season.
Yeah.
That's a little teaser on the cover of Prep and Landing. What's your other movie that you've got for your DVDs?
I've also got Spy Kids All the Time in the World.
Which is, we got the DVD. Now, we just got the bare bones DVD from the publicist. Yeah. It does not, it's not in 3D. It's not in, no, you can get it, you can get it in 3D Blu-ray. But we don't have that. But
no
it,
smell-o-vision.
There's no, which I don't get. I don't know why they didn't keep the smell-o-vision in, like, even just the bare bones Blu-ray, because just put the cards in there.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe then the case would smell like a fart afterwards. Because that is one of the smells.
Do not smell number 7.
It's number 7. Don't do number
don't,
7.
Don't do it.
So, that's it. Those are our DVDs. The stinker of the week is Love Begins. I would have put Spy Kids, but Liam likes Spy Kids enough.
Yeah.
The stinker is Love Begins, which is the Hallmark movie series. There's like 57 films. They just keep making them. And they're sort of these faux frontier movies that look terrible. I've seen a couple of them, and they are terrible. This week, the review wrap-up, Arthur Christmas, we didn't see because we had to skip it.
For the Muppets. See you tomorrow, though.
But yeah, we're going to go check that out early. And so that one we can't give a preemptive suck on because I actually screened it. The Muppets, which all three of us, because we include Ben on this, we all said it rocked.
Rocked.
And then there's Hugo, which we all said rocked as well. I like to think of this weekend as a giant apology from Hollywood for what they released last weekend, which was Breaking Dawn and Happy Feet 2, both of which...
Happy Feet 2, I will admit, Mumble and Eric are very ugly.
Mumble is so freaky looking. I don't know what the problem is. Elizabeth and I talked about it last week, so... Next week, we really don't have any big new releases. It's just some limited releases, and we're going to talk some of the holiday films that are coming up that we're looking forward to. And other than that, you can go to fatguysatthemovies.com, and that's about it. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Manamana. Manamana.